Welcome to The Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU in the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In last week's show, we examined the research of UVA psychologist Amori Yee Mikami, her research of ADHD, and how intervening factors have made this disorder more complex and detrimental for young females. In today's show, written by Morgan Ellen Estabrook, Outreach and Communications Manager for the UVA Patton Foundation, we look at Dr. George T. Rodehever and Plurigel, his patented gel which reduces suffering and improves the recovery of burn victims and patients with chronic wounds. The Edlich Henderson Inventor of the Year Award, the highest award bestowed by the UVA Patton Foundation, recognizes an inventor or team of inventors each year whose technology has proven to be of notable value to society. This year, Dr. George T. Rodehever was honored May 19th at the UVA Patton Foundation's annual awards banquet at the Boar's Head Inn in Charlottesville. Robert S. McWright, executive director of the UVA Patton Foundation, said, "Dr. Rodehever was chosen for this top honor because of his work to reduce the suffering and improve the recovery of burn victims and patients with chronic wounds. This work has made a big difference for patients at the UVA health system, and Dr. Rodehever's continued efforts will bring its benefits to patients everywhere." Dr. Rodehever, the Richard F. Edlich Professor of Biomedical Research, said he is especially thrilled to have been selected as winner of an award named in part for his friend and longtime collaborator. "This award is not only an honor for me, but also a tribute to Dr. Edlich, who has made so many contributions to emergency medicine over the years." Dr. Rodehever's most notable invention is an ahead-of-its-time antimicrobial gel that has proven significantly more effective than existing therapies in treating severe burns and chronic wounds, such as diabetic ulcers, pressure ulcers, and venous leg ulcers. Trade name Plurigel, the topical treatment is unique in that it thickens at high temperatures, such as body temperature, and liquefies at cooler temperatures. As a result, Plurigel effectively delivers healing medication when applied to the body, but is easily removed by cool water, making it much less painful to remove than existing therapies. Dr. Rodehever's innovative technology, for which he received a full U.S. patent in 1997, has been used to treat patients throughout the UVA health system. More than 2,000 patients, some referred from up to 400 miles away to receive the treatment, have benefited from the invention. Rodehever said, "The technology has had a dramatic impact so far. The fact that it is in our burn center, we have been able to eliminate infection, which was the leading cause of death 15 years ago. And we have had great success in healing chronic wounds, many of which, with traditional remedies, had not healed for numerous years." Because of the level of success achieved within the UVA health system, Rodehever has worked diligently to commercialize the technology through a startup company, Plurigen Therapeutics Incorporated, which he founded with Associate Professor Adam J. Katz, M.D., also of the Department of Plastic Surgery. Plurigen is currently seeking Federal Drug Administration approval on the product so that it can be made available commercially to the public beyond the university hospital. After 36 years at the university and over 200 journal articles, Rodehever, who was filling out a grant application when he received word of his award, said, "He continues to enjoy pushing forward on the frontiers of science. According to the faculty member cum inventor and now entrepreneur, he considers himself to be old school. It is a new paradigm for me. It's unique and exciting. Entrepreneurship in particular is something I see as a brand new adventure." You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when we will look at Dori K. Fontaine, recently named Dean of UVA's School of Nursing, and her career advocating better care for critically ill patients. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at WTJU at virginia.edu.